How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy
I'm okay.
to be home?
No. I'm not unhappy.
it's not as good as shop.
It's very different. I like to think that I eat better here and I don't abuse my body as much here, but I don't know.
You did have a gigantic Pizza Puff meal.
I love Pizza Puffs, they're the
I know.
best.
We both ate a Pizza Puff that day.
But you live there.
I know. Well, which is worse, which means it's like totally readily accessible and I do it more often than I should.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing. But I did it because I knew I don't live there and they don't have those here. But there's a good reason why those aren't here. They're the worst thing for you. But that being said, I feel completely fine.
Unbelievable. You ever tried to do one of those like YouTube things where they eat like caulk or like liquid cement just to see if it'd pass if you got a
No.
tummy?
No.
Yeah, those things are the worst, by the way.
Yeah, those should not exist. Pizza puffs should exist in small quantities.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a much better like wedding cake.
A pizza puff?
Yeah, just like a pizza puff like tower.
Yeah.
So much better.
You cut into it when it's piping hot, and then 20 minutes later, it's just this gelatinous cheese stick.
Oh, that sounds so
Is that going to
good.
be at your wedding?
Baby.
You found a reason to get married.
Yeah, that's it. That and I want to wear like a cool dress just one time in my life.
Do you not wear cool dresses?
I'm wearing a cool dress today. It's fine.
It's no wedding dress, I'll tell you that much.
Well, this is my wedding dress, so fuck you. anyways, so yeah, I'm waiting right now to some people are gonna come to my house. We have to go to a fitting at Fantasy Costumes for the roast of Wolverine at the Laugh Factory. I'm playing Jean Grey, and I believe the people I'm driving are playing the Hulk and Batman.
Okay, so Jean Grey was slash is the love interest of Wolverine
And Cyclops.
and Cyclops. Yes, that's her husband. And the Hulk is in the Marvel Universe. And why is Batman there?
Just for funsies, also on the dais will be Kevin Smith. Let's see, Black Panther, Tony Stark, Cyclops, Professor X, Black Widow. Those are all in the right universe, right?
Yeah, but no Beast.
No Beast.
That's an actual friend.
Well, yeah, I know, but we only have so many like comics that can kind of fit into costumes.
If you could do the Hulk, you could do Beast.
I mean, so the Hulk is being played by like a 5'4", just like very stocky man named Rudy,
Oh,
or just
okay.
Ian Green. We don't have too many stocky dudes.
Do you know anything about Wolverine?
Yes, I know that his bones are made of adamantium.
Okay, so his bones are made of bones, but he's got an exoskeleton made of adamantium.
Adamantium, yes. I know that he's totally in the friend zone with Jean Grey.
Well, yes. With Jean Grey, but not with Phoenix.
But not with Phoenix.
Yes.
Who's not related to the Dark Phoenix?
No, that's the dark side. Phoenix is
That's
bad.
See, yeah, I'm really not cut out to write jokes for this.
Okay, who is playing Wolverine?
Wolverine will be played by Marty DeRosa.
Oh, okay, so not your boyfriend.
Not my boyfriend,
Damn
who
it.
does sort of look like Wolverine.
No. The only reason being is because it'd be kind of great if you did it. You did the roast, and you like had all these jokes, and they were like a friendly joke, and then you would put in like dark evil eye contacts in, and blacked out your eyes and made your hair more red. Yeah,
Like,
yeah,
oh.
yeah, yeah. And then you made your hair red, like really cool red. And then you like made out with Wolverine, but then like murdered him or something. And that would be the bit.
No, it's just like a straight roast show, except we're wearing costumes.
So why does this show exist?
It's called Character Assassination, and I believe it began in Louisville. And they've done it from everyone from like Harry Potter. I saw one when we were in Memphis. That was the roast of Elvis, and it was like old Memphis like legends. That was really fun. They did. What did they do last time, honey?
Roast of
Roast of Alexander
Alexander
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
That one, yeah. My boyfriend played played Tennessee Williams.
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
So this
it's a gimmick show. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. I host a gimmick show.
Yeah.
When is the show?
The show is this Sunday, so June 5th at the Laugh Factory.
And all of you are renting costumes.
Well, they're donating them to us.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So you're not losing money, you're just losing time to do this.
Yeah. No, I would, Jesus Christ, I would never.
Okay.
Yeah.
This sounds fun, actually.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I don't remember the last time I had to, like, dress up for a show, probably when the Potterbaws lived here.
And that
definitely
was just,
when the Potterbaws lived here.
And that was just like, hey, we're doing a thing on Thursday, dress up.
Yeah, it was which is which. It's their Halloween show. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So you and I last week at this time, last Thursday, we did a show together.
It was fun.
It was fun.
I had a great time.
I think I talked to you more, well, definitely more on stage than off, which tends to be the case with every show when you're doing the show.
Yeah, you had the people. You had all your people there.
Yeah, it's weird. I listened back to it. I cut a lot of it. And I edited it, and it went up today. Today is Thursday. And I noticed, like, it took 8 years to figure out what I'm doing wrong at 100% of these shows. But I finally figured it out.
What is it?
Well, in Chicago, I realized that I act like a kid that got to see all of his friends again for the first time in weeks or months after, like, being grounded. Like, pre-internet kid, maybe, and, like, can't control his emotions completely, so like excitement is way too amplified and joking anger is also amplified and it comes off as just real scary.
Yeah, you were a little intense last week.
I tend to be intense at every show I do, but this one specifically much more intense.
Well, when was the last time you were in Chicago?
February. I think the last show was November.
Yeah, so it's been a while. It's understandable. It's hard to control that stuff. I get that same way.
But there's no excuse.
There's no excuse?
429 episodes in. No, there's not.
I guess. I mean, you're still human. You can't just be on all the time.
But I think I was too on.
Too on. Okay, yeah. Excuse me. You can't be too on all the time either.
I felt doing these shows, oh boy, for the listener at home, Meredith's drinking out of her bullshit Target bottles.
They're convenient.
Oh boy. I should know better, and it should not come as a surprise to me that, like, hey, calm down there, big boy. Like, there's no reason for you to scream whenever you can scream.
Yeah. I think I was kind of a spaz when I was a kid, so I think I, like, had to overcome that as well. And especially, like, the first couple years in comedy, you're like, everyone is my fucking friend and we get to hang out all the time and every night is a party. Can you believe what you just saw on the stage? Oh my God, that was so cool. Were you there last week? Like, it's just, it kind of just happens. Wow. And, like, part of growing up is just trying to be a little more poised.
When did you shake that? Or do you still occasionally go back into that?
No, I don't think I go back into that anymore.
That's good.
I think I'm just like, I have senioritis, if anything.
As in, you were in school and you're about to graduate, or you are going to lose your mind because you're so old?
Both, I would say a little bit, but like more the former, where it's just like, Jesus Christ, yes, I have seen all of this before. All of it before.
I think I've been doing this a little bit longer than you, and yeah. I think I felt like that from almost the start. And maybe that's why when I do my thing, I'm even more like, not crazy. Ugh. I'm crazy. No, I'm just more animated and more confident to a fault.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I honestly feel like shyer than I did, which is weird. Like, I just know, like, boundaries with people at this point. I'm not going to walk up to, like, you know, maybe somebody that I've known for 5 years, but I'm not, like, super close to and be like, hi, well, can I, like, listen to you talk? Like, I'm not going to bother with it anymore.
But that sounds more like how you are off of stage and how you interact with performers. I'm talking about on stage.
Oh, on stage. Oh my God. It's kind of hard to tell. No, on stage, I'm like way less excited than I used to be because I was legitimately excited anytime I got stage time.
When is the last time you were excited?
More excited. I'd have to like look at my calendar. I guess when I'm doing like my new stuff, whenever I'm doing like my PowerPoint presentations or like, you know, kind of my multimedia stuff, then I'm like, oh, okay, like I feel really prepared. I know the audience is gonna like this. It's already like tried and true, whatever. And like then I'm like pretty psyched to go on because I know it's gonna go well.
Do you get joy from doing the older stuff anymore?
No, not at all.
Then why do it?
I know, like I was having this conversation with myself today where I was just like, it's weird because I know I'm funny. Like, you know, you're funny. And I'm good at writing, but I don't know. Like, I've gotten better at writing, but I've gotten less good at like making that translate on stage. Whereas, like, I used to have this kind of persona. Like, I've said a million times, every girl starts off with like the slut persona, and they're just like, I'm just out there. I'm wild and wacky. Dating's crazy. And I kind of did that for a while and then had to tone it down and was like kind of the art kid. And now I don't really know because I don't want to talk about my breakup that happened 2 years ago, even though the material works and like people at the Laugh Factory love it. Love it.
Do you feel weird like getting checks from a place that say Laugh Factory?
No, I love it because those checks are enormous.
Oh, fuck you.
I know. They pay really well.
Do they really? That's
They do.
good.
Yeah, they pay really well. And I feel like, you know, they kind of hold you accountable to be professional and whatever, and I like that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my persona is on stage. Like my boyfriend definitely has a persona on stage, which is like kind of wacky, weirdo version of himself.
I know this is self-indulgent, but because we're doing this show, what is mine?
You know what? I think yours, I mean, from the handful of times I've seen it live, it's kind of a mixture of like cocky, like 1970s talk show host. Like, shut up, I'm talking. like that. And incredulous post-punk, like granddaddy who's like, you know, at the community college.
Well, that's not good.
That
Community.
was
I'm the community college daddy of the
my
scene.
takeaway. Yeah. He's just like, I've seen it all, man. What you're doing isn't new. It's not original.
That's not fun. I don't want to be that guy.
It's okay. That's just from years of being too cool.
I don't think I'm too cool at all.
I think you're too cool. Like in a good way. I think you're too
No,
cool.
I don't think that's a good thing at all, because that's isolating to a lot of people.
I mean, it just means that you've seen a lot and you've experienced like enough people in scenes and comedy and like read them thoroughly and can call it. I mean, you knew based off of what, three conversations who my favorite band was in high school. Like, you're just good at reading things and people. So therefore, like in a way, you've already seen it and are over it. And
Yeah.
that, I think that comes across on stage.
I think you're like every time I use that fucking water thing, I'm gonna giggle.
It's
I know what you're saying isn't meant to be mean at
not.
all. I know that. But at the same time, you just described me the same way I used to describe like Anthony Bourdain. And I
Oh.
don't wanna be that guy. You know what I
Right.
mean? I wanna be way more open and inviting rather than.
Would never say that you're not open or inviting. I would never.
Well, I would, especially based on the last show.
I thought that was fun. I mean, you had all your buddies there.
No, sure. And I'm not saying anything bad about that. I'm more like, I don't want it to be like, oh, you know it all, piece of shit. There's nothing left. There's so much more left. And I want to be way more like Mr. Rogers than Anthony Bourdain. And
I like that.
it's so, but I get so wrapped up into the show and I'm having so much fun.
Right. And like, what is it about it that's super fun about that? Do you like kind of picking on people and like getting to the point before them?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, see? So you're going to have to walk that fine line of, like, doing that and then falling back into the Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I know I'm never going to get that, but I want that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with knowing what you don't want to be. But I think when we don't want to be things and, like, we focus on them, like, you probably had Anthony Bourdain. I had, like, every scene chick in my high school that grew up and, like, did hair for the rest of her life but still acted like she was the queen. Like, I am that girl sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all become a little bit of what we hate. That's why we pick those things out.
100%. I've realized that I've accidentally been, like, fat shaming people. And that's not good.
That's not good. Oh, no, no.
Because I'm right in the middle. I'm slightly overweight or not overweight, depending on the week. But I'm not, like, obese. I'm far from it. Not even far from it. But I'm, like, a week of fun party eating away from it. But there are people that come to the show or listen to the show that that actually do struggle with weight, like, in a hardcore way. So I've really have to stop calling myself a fat piece of shit. Like, because I was like, if you see me and I'm not completely the biggest man you've seen, and then you are much, much heavier, much, much bigger and are struggling, well, now I'm just a big fucking asshole. And that's a Marc Maron thing that I really, really dislike.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I'm not just speaking out of term here. I've gotten into a debate with Marc Maron about this, and it's not like, oh, Marc Maron, no, fuck that. He's wrong. That it's very, very clear to me. We've discussed this. You should continue. I'm sorry.
No. I have my own faults with stuff like that. I say the F word quite a bit. I say faggot, like, in my regular life.
Mm.
Like, you know, joking, I hung out with the wrestling boys, you know, growing up. That's just the language that I grew up with. And it's not something that I really like about myself. And I, like, shit on other people who are, like, homophobic in any way. But, yeah. Like, because I say it in, like, a fun, friendly teasing, but, like, oh, it's just annoying.
That came up at the Whistler in 2012, when I did the show there, and I happened to have some gay comics on, and I used that word in my monologue to illustrate a point.
I think I was at that show.
Maybe, yeah. It was real, and I completely ate shit, and I apologized, and since then, I have not used that word. Because I was like, no, I'm the cool ally. I'm using it the right way. Well, it's like,
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, and I did the fat thing for a long time. My mom had, like, weird eating issues and, like, gave me those weird eating issues. And I was like, I already know about them. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Do what I want. I was raised by an obese person. But no. Now that I'm at, like, I checked my BMI the other day and I was just like, whoop, we're about 2 pounds away from overweight.
We're having.
Like, oh, boy.
Yeah, but, like, you just proved a point. You're still not overweight. You should, like. Does that mean you should police what you want to say? Does that make sense?
That's interesting. So because I struggle with my own body image,
mm-hmm.
is it okay for me to speak out and say things like, oh, I'm feeling fat, or like, is that okay? If other people have it worse, I don't know.
Yeah, I think as long as you acknowledge that other people have it worse, I mean, I'm pretty good.
Because we're both so lucky.
You mean being white in America in the 21st century? Yeah.
Yeah, like fairly thin.
But to not acknowledge, oh, this is getting into some bullshit, but to not acknowledge it is horrible.
No, I completely agree. I think then you're just like whitewashing yourself.
And listen, I am white. I want to whitewash everything. That's why I do... It's a white power show, guys. I'm white and I have all the power.
No, I know.
Yeah, you should know. I'm a man. I will cut you. No, sorry. I'll stop. I had fun doing the show.
Me too.
It's undeniable how much fun I had and I listened back to the show. But I did cut a lot of the stuff from the show because I realized I lied so many times, especially during the monologue about things, simply because I was playing to the room. And I don't want to be that guy.
Like what?
Oh, I think I opened with, like, fuck Washington, D.C., which I didn't really mean, and I never...
Yeah, you were just like, but yay, Chicago!
Yeah, I was just so happy to be back. But it's like, why am I negging a place? It's just a place. I've just known these people slightly longer.
You kind of made up for it, like, immediately afterwards, though, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh, because everyone started cheering, I go, you don't cheer, you don't, no, shut up, it's just a place. And then I made fun of Atlanta, and then people
double-necked them.
Yeah, people like were. I made fun of Atlanta. They were like, "No, we like Atlanta." It's like, "No, you don't live there. Fuck you. Atlanta sucks comparatively." But I wasn't telling the truth, but I wasn't lying either. And I don't want to just play to the crowd unless it's intentional, unless it's a play. But I don't.
Unless it's a setup.
Yeah. Yeah, unless there's a swerve. I'm using so much wrestling shit you don't care about, which is for the best. It's good that you don't like wrestling anymore. And it's interesting that, like, Stephanie House and I love wrestling now. And when you were saying the bad F word, you were, like, into wrestling. And I never was.
No, I'm talking about, like, high school wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, like, wait.
Singlets.
Like, ew, you used to date a wrestler?
No, my brother was a wrestler.
Ew, does your brother smell really bad?
No, my brother smells amazing. He's like a perfect specimen of a human being.
What does he do now?
He's a shop teacher and he works for the Acura racing team as a mechanic.
Is he single?
No, he's very, very married to the greatest woman on earth.
Does he have kids?
Two of them.
How old are his kids?
3 and 5, Astrid and Lucian.
Wait, Astrid?
Astrid.
So that's a girl.
Mm-hmm, and Lucian is a boy.
Lucian is a boy. Who named the children?
So Colin, my brother, got to name the boy.
Okay.
Which he named after my mom's godmother, who was the poet laureate of Illinois, who's a Zen poet, Lucian Strike. And
wait. You come from poet laureate stock?
I do. Well, just a godfather. Just the neighbor.
Still.
Yeah, pretty cool. He is awesome. I'll send you some of his poems.
The only Lucian I've ever heard of is Lucian Payne from RuPaul's Drag Race. Lucian Piane.
Lucian Piane?
Yeah, he's the guy that writes all her horrible music, which I love.
Oh. Lucian Snow? Is another good one? No. Okay. Yeah, then Astrid was just a model that my sister-in-law worked with. She's a wardrobe person on, like, movie shoots. And she's just like, I just liked her, and she had a nice name, so yeah.
Where do they live?
They live in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And like this like idyllic little bungalow. It is the cutest town. I love it.
How does she do movie stuff if they live in Wisconsin?
Milwaukee. It's really, really cheap to film like commercials and stuff in Milwaukee because Wisconsin doesn't tax like studios for that stuff.
What does your brother think of your performance? Stop using that fucking water bottle. What does your brother think of your comedy?
I don't know. He's not a very talkative dude. So we've never really like had in-depth conversations. I don't think he really knows about my life all that much. I think he thinks I'm funny.
Has he seen you perform?
He has.
What did he say?
What's up?
What did he say?
He just said good job.
Okay.
He's not talkative. Like, as talkative as I am, he is not.
What's your age difference?
He's, like, always looking at things like this, like, always reading books and, like, trying to explain to you that, like, kids these days just don't care about learning. Legitimately, like, an hour-long conversation with him when I was there, which was intense.
What's the age difference?
8 years.
Okay. That's a big age difference.
Yeah, he's 39 this year.
I feel like that's the kind of age difference where if my younger sibling is talking about how she's promiscuous, you wouldn't really care. And if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm exactly. Not saying like, I'm not like trying to neg you for whatever, but you mentioned earlier the type of comedy you were doing. I'm assuming that's what you were doing when he saw you.
Yeah. And I saw him a couple years ago, like kind of before my breakup, I believe. And then, so, I mean, my material then was just like raw, awful, dumb, gross out. So, and I was still, you know, because I hit high when I first started and then kind of dropped off.
Yeah.
Ran out of material. Didn't know who I was as a performer.
But, and so, you're still sort of figuring that out.
Yeah. I kind of hope like most people are, but I don't think that's the case.
Is there anyone that you're like kind of basing your trajectory on?
I really like, I mean, I love Maria Bamford. Cause she just allows herself to be super weird, but like, I wouldn't say my comedy is anything like hers. I like her confidence on stage, even though she seems very nervous. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Maria was probably, or Mulaney. I really like Mulaney on stage.
Mulaney's what a shocking, two white people from Chicago area love Mulaney. Wow.
I love Mulaney. He's the best.
Yeah, his special this year was his hands down my favorite. Or was it last year? It doesn't fucking matter.
That one was your favorite?
Of the year, or of the...
Oh, of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Mulaney, I think New in Town is still it. But, like, yeah. No, of the year, his was the best one.
Actually, no, I prefer the new one because I'm closer to him in terms of life right now. Like, married with a property and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the...
I like that one. I liked his little bit about his dog, who he loves very much. His dog hates him and tries to bite him all the time.
Well, like, this is exactly how every podcast should always talk, start and end, with the discussion about John Mulaney.
We're just going to call this the Mulaney Hour.
A man will never... Well, do you even want that type of success? And I'm not joking.
Oh, God, no.
Why?
I think I would, like, I would stress myself out. I want, like, a Lucy Nisley amount of success. She's an illustrator that I'm familiar with. She graduated from my school, and we kind of, like, crossed paths. But she writes, like, travel journals about her life. And, like, that's it. She's just, like, you know, written up in Bust every once in a while. That sounds great.
You want a Bust level of fame.
That's a Bust level of fame.
That's a really good goal. I realized in the past few months, like, oh, no, I am doing the thing I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I'm the best.
Yeah, I cultivated the fucking thing that I wanted to do. And, like, I need to stop putting so much goddamn pressure on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized that on, well, yeah, last Thursday, before I did the talk show, I went to the batting cages. Because, like, yeah, I'm the best.
Where did you go to the batting cages?
Stella's and Lions.
Oh, okay.
My mom lives on the Southwest, so gotcha. It's like you take Route 66 there. Real white trashy. I loved it. It was just me and other adult people, but they were all construction workers. And I was like, I had a busy day with the internet, you know?
Oh, I just got to get all these trolls out of my system.
No, I'm still a straight white man. There's no one that trolls me. That's for you weak women out there.
I am going to start tallying how many times you say that phrase.
Weak women?
No, white male.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I stand by that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a very strict platform of I'm a white man, therefore everything is easier for me. Therefore, I think we should bring back bullying, because every troll, not every troll, most trolls are other white men that just need to be bullied more. That's all.
Yeah, no, I love when older people say, like, spankings, bullying, kids playing outside, that's all America needs. Just need to, like, kick the crap out of some fucking nerds who are different and
yeah.
Then, like, get back to our basics.
Yeah. Let's make America great again.
Let's make America gay again.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm going to make America gay and great. It's going to be great. I'm going to cut. Maybe I cut this. Maybe put this at the top of the show. I don't know. So, yeah, people should go see you at the Laugh Factory this weekend to play the role of Jean Grey.
It'll be fun.
What's on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Do you know the time?
8 p.m.
Oh, so it's like the night show on Sunday. That's good.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
Oh, yeah. No. It's called Character Assassination.
Character Assassination. That sounds fun. Marty's a great guy.
And the guys running it, Andy Fleming and Tyler Jackson. Choice. Doing a great job.
Good, good, good. That's actually a good plug.
Yeah. There you go.
My plug is I will be at the American History Museum on Saturday, June 18th, talking about Donald Trump as a wrestler. That's a fact.
Yeah!
And then I'll be at the Kennedy Center that same week, Thursday the 23rd, doing the talk show. And I will probably still be talking about Donald Trump and wrestling, because that's all I care about anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. And Drag Race. And your wife.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the best show. Once I figure out how to combine all three of those things. I can't combine my wife, though, because she's like a real journalist. I'm not saying what I do isn't real. It's just very different. I don't want to pollute those waters.
No, that's a good call.
So, like, that's a Drag Race is beautiful and should be shared with the world. But, like, my wife and I, no, that's a private thing. That being said, I respect her and I want to bully everybody.